Well, hello there, my little goslings. Am I calling you guys that now? Nobody said I couldn't, but nobody said I should. But too bad, I think I'm gonna call you guys that now. Because all of you like the fucking geese, you weirdos. But I guess I like you guys okay. The one, or the few goslings that I don't hate. Well, like I said, I didn't think I'd be doing this today, but here we are. I wanted to record some stuff for two script fills I'm working on, but there's a little bit too much background noise for that than I would like. I don't mind it so much in my ramble faps because I make noise anyway. Like just the rustling of my sheets, which speaking of, let me fix real quick. Like that sort of stuff is gonna happen, and I think that adds to the realism of it. I mean, because it's happening right now, like as we speak. I'm not adding it in post or anything like that. Like this, it's just me in my bed, completely naked. but. Yeah, so unfortunately I can't record myself doing the do because, yeah, I think there's a factory nearby that's running tonight, like extra shit, I don't know. I usually don't hear that, but I hear it tonight, and the other, like a week ago I heard it. I'm like, well fuck, I guess I'm not recording. And there's some froggies outside, I guess, that don't want to shut up. So, and I can see some lightning flashing outside, so we may or may not get thunder or rain in this audio. The wind's picking up, so we'll see. So, in honor of the lightning, I thought I'm gonna turn off my lights in my room. Normally I have, like, at least, like, some sort of light on, but I have the lights completely off. Only light I can see is from my phone that I'm recording on, and the nightlight I have in the corner. Mind you, the nightlight is there not because I'm afraid of the dark, but because I am an absolute klutz and will trip on anything, including my own feet. So, or on nothing. I will trip on absolutely nothing, just go beep. So, we're not going to, I don't risk that. And I'm too lazy to go unplug it, so it's gonna stay there too. But I can see the lightning flash every little bit from my window, so. It's getting a little bit more intense over there now, in the sky. So, there was requests for me to do a longer ramble fap, and I'm gonna give that a shot. It's pretty late at night for me. I don't think it's gonna fuck up my sleep schedule, because I already kind of fucked it up a couple days ago, but I've been still waking up like a normal hour. So I think I'll be okay. Plus, I was surprisingly horny today. I overdid it like a couple days ago. I overdid it enough, guys, that my forearms were hurting. Like, mind you, I'm somebody who likes to work with my hands. I'm a creative person. I've done all sorts of creative shit. Like, pretty much any type of, like, creative stuff you could do with your hands, I've probably at least dabbled in. And I'm no stranger to it. So the fact that from, like, my wrist to my elbow, like, on the underside of that part of my arm was hurting on both of my arms was a little bit of a sign that I did too much. Granted, y'all are gonna be mad that I didn't record this. Sorry, but I came three times in like a 45-minute span. Yeah, that was the night, like, that I finally was able to play with myself again and not feel absolutely disgusted by my body. Only slightly disgusted now. Yeah, I did. Mind you, that's not the norm for me. I try not to come more than two most of the time. Also, I being able to come twice is on the regular, as that's new for me. So I used to only be able to come once, and I was fine with that because sometimes coming twice or three times can hurt a little bit. So, or after you do it, it's one not as enjoyable and as the first one you have, and two can I don't know. It the more times you come, or at least for me, the more I don't want to say emotional I get. There was one time recently where I had a second orgasm, and immediately after I don't know if I experienced sub drop or what it was, or if I just had a panic attack, but I like sobbed for like 5 minutes straight. And the worst part is that I recorded it too, and I did kind of listen to part of it back, and it's just like, ugh, that I never want to feel like that again. That was horrible. Yeah, that's great, Emmy. Yeah, talk about that kind of stuff. While people are trying to get off to you talking, yeah, that makes total sense. You're so smart. But so I will come three times. I will come two times sometimes. Three, I've only done two times ever. And yeah, I shouldn't have. I knew better, and I did it anyway. Being horny makes you do dumb shit. So, I try to be more gentle on my body and on myself. Besides how I see it and how I've been learning to the past couple years is just being able to touch yourself and make yourself feel good. Like, that doesn't always have to necessarily mean having an orgasm. Like, just being able to have a moment to yourself where everything else that goes on in your life can just slip away, even for a moment, and you can focus on just feeling good, even if that doesn't mean having a climax, that it's okay. Because at the end of the day, it's still a form of self-care and self-exploration and maybe in a way of self-love, I guess. But, making yourself feel good and giving you that pleasure that your body desires, which I listened to an audio or two again, and got a little turned on. I am just exceptionally dommy recently. Which I kind of sw I when I switch between being dom and sub, it's like a almost feel like it's a month to month kind of thing. But if there's outside influences, it can change. So, but right now, I just feel a bit more dommy. So, more dominant, but always gentle. But, yeah, so I've been listening to some Epsom audios and listening to these beautiful, beautiful men and their beautiful, beautiful moans. And sounding so fucking wrecked. Fuck. Yeah, that's hot. Oh yeah, the one I was just listening to. I skipped around it. I need to go listen to the whole thing, but part of it was him getting pegged, and fuck if that is not something I want to do someday. I'm a honestly a little jealous of all of you with cocks. Just a little. It's a little more, clear what you're supposed to do with yours. Your genitals as opposed to mine. Mine takes a little bit more, finesse, we'll say. Not that you guys don't have spots that feel better than others on your dicks, but a little bit more straightforward. But with that too, being able to feel yourself around someone, in someone, fuck, that has got to be the most amazing feeling I can think of. Not that I'll ever be able to experience it, but the closest thing I would be able to get to with that is either using my fingers to feel it or using a dildo to recreate the act of it or some other toy. And gosh darn if I don't want to do that. Like milking and prostate play. Fuck. Or doing that while I'm also sucking and licking on the tip of their cock. But not the rest of it. Just the tip. Just a little tease. Or maybe not use my mouth at all. Just my fingers. Maybe the other hand running up and along their chest or across their thighs. But just using my fingers, curling them and thrusting them just right. And making them come without touching their cock. Yeah, that. That is something I want to do. Excuse me for a moment, I gotta open my lube bottle. I've been touching myself this whole time, by the way. Ah, cold lube! Ah! I should warm that on my hand more. Oops. Whew, okay, luckily I'm pretty warm down there, so that warms it up pretty quick. Oh yeah, duh. I'm also going to test out one of my other toys. I don't remember the name of this one. It looks like a, best way to describe it. It looks like a magical girl wand. It's got sorts of bumps on it, and at the top, it's got a pink heart. There's a couple companies that make this. I think the one I got it from was NS Novelties, I think it is. Not like the highest of highest like kind of brands you can get, but like decent quality kind of thing. So I'm excited to see what this one feels like, because this one's got really similar bumps to my toy that I murdered, I guess. So we'll see. It should feel good. Honestly, I kind of want it in me now. Using my fingers, just pumping in and out, getting the lube deeper in there. Actually, I might grab a little bit more lube for that. And grab all that much lube before. There we go, that's better. Warm it up before you put it in, dum-dum. Otherwise you're gonna complain that it's cold. Can you hear that? Is that hot? Do you like hearing my fingers?
Ew.
I'm gonna stop that. Sorry. I could have said that in a way, actual sexier way, but nah. Man, that lightning's really going at it out there now. It's God angry at me. Maybe it's my family members and ancestors up in heaven, if you believe in that sort of thing. When I was a kid, in school, whenever we were scared of thunder and lightning, they would tell us it was angels up in heaven bowling. And every time there was lightning, it meant one of them got a strike. Like a lightning strike, get it? Ha ha. I always thought it was cute. It always helped me feel better. Because as a kid, I was terrified of, well, a lot of things, but I was terrified of storms. But now I actually really love thunderstorms. I think they're beautiful. Watching the lightning, hearing the rain on the roof, the wind pick up a little bit, and the clashes of thunder in the distance. Except for the ones that are really up close and scare the shit out of you. Fuck those. Speaking of fucking, that's what we're here to do, right? Y'all wanted me to talk. Here we go, beaches. I talking. Oh no! That was actually a pretty good catch. I did get some on me. Whoops. I was trying to dribble the lube onto the glass toy, but it's, you know, it's not the thickest thing in the world, so, and it's dark in here, so I missed a little, and it dribbled onto my chest. Nice. If it was edible, I would eat it, but it's not, so I won't. That's the one thing that I felt this lube was a little sad. I, God, do I want to admit this? I don't know how many of you would find this hot and how many of you would find this disgusting. I will sometimes partake. If I don't use lube, I will taste my cum after I have an orgasm. Yep. I do. I think I'm having a little bit of a cum fetish, maybe, kind of, sort of. Not that I've tasted anyone else's cum before, but I'd like to. Be it from a cock, from a pussy, doesn't matter. Just tasting the sweet release from somebody after I've made them feel good. Fuck. Yeah, no, I want to do that. But I don't mind tasting myself either. It's sweet, in a way. But it's also got like a slightly sour tang to it. Sort of. Like almost like a lemony kind of thing. Which, I like sour things, so. It's like sour and sweet at the same time. It's like a Sour Patch Kid. Oh god, did I just really compare my cum to Sour Patch Kid? Alright. Or think of like a lemon poppy seed muffin. The sweetness mixed with that little bit of sour kind of thing. Yeah, that's probably a bit more accurate. Also, I like lemon poppy seed. It's one of my favorite things. So, maybe that's why my cum tastes like it to me. Maybe it will taste that way to somebody else. I hope so. Okay. Well, I've been rubbing the glass toy on me just to get it all nice and warm at the tip. And I think I'm ready to put it inside. What do you think? Are you all done with me rambling? Do you want to hear me completely lose it and come on this toy? Also, a weird tidbit. I think that factory stopped for the evening because I don't hear it anymore. Oh, well. Yeah, that tip is not as big as the other one. Not even close, but it's the bulbs that are going to be up higher that I'm interested in feeling. But also, since it's a little bit sharper, I guess, at the end, that's going to feel amazing on my A-spot. I already know it, because like I said, it's very similar in shape to the other toy that I destroyed. I'm just pushing like an inch of it in and out of me. Just slowly teasing my hole. Fuck. Oh, you know, maybe I should mention this. I said it a couple times in this, I think, while I was talking, but I actually don't like calling it a pussy. I don't mind hearing it, but I don't like saying it. I think middle school boys moaning it out as a joke when I was a kid ruined the word for me. I'll be honest, I think that's why. So, entrance hole. Maybe the occasional cunt. I like those better. So, just a weird tidbit. If you ever hear me say that, or you heard me say that instead of pussy, that's why. I just, saying it every time in my head just makes me either cringe or laugh or both. I think I'm ready to push this toy in more. I want to go, there's that bulb right in the middle. I kind of want to push that and see what that feels like. Oh, and just hold it there. Yeah, it's kind of right on my G-spot, which is not really all that sensitive. It's my A-spot. I love, well, that and my clit, but my A-spot is the best. The fun part. When they have these nubs in the middle, too, it makes that suction noise. I hope that's hot. Is it? Does it make you hard? Does it make you wet? Does it make you wanna play with me and make yourself come? I hope it does. That's part of the fun, isn't it? I mean, I get to have fun, but I am sharing this with all of you after all. There's gotta be some sort of pleasure I get out from hearing that you wonderful people also have fun listening to me. Right? Why else would I do this? Well, I shouldn't say that. Probably also for the praise. The praise kink I have. Even though I don't think I deserve praise most of the time. That little bit that I allow myself to enjoy it, those few seconds. Yeah. Yeah, I have a praise kink. And maybe it's the slight exhibitionist in me too. Where I can just... Fuck. And honestly, I just fucking make myself come for people I've never even met. People I may never meet. And they get to hear me and enjoy it. Fuck, that's hot. As I said that too, I just felt just a thrum and warm wave of pleasure just run down to me. Oh, fuck. Oh, that bulb there. Oh. My G-spot too, that actually does feel pretty good. Hang on. I need to sit up a little bit. Un momento, por favor. There we go. Can hit the A spot better if I sit up a little bit more. Bulb actually on my G spot. Well, I also hit my A spot. It feels better than I would have thought. Fuck. Hips are just started moving on their own for a little bit before I like noticed. I was pumping the toy in and out. You can hear it, but they're meeting. My hips are meeting my thrust of the toy. just heard some thunder. Once I find the A spot, oh, and I get it just right, there's no way I can keep myself from not pounding it and making me come. Oh, God. Oh. At that point, my body just takes control. My hands aren't even mine at that point anymore. Still pumping it in and out a little bit. Not deep, just enough so the bulb is going in and out like about an inch or so. Right on my G spot, which I just said wasn't very sensitive, but I guess this toy brings it out. I'm not gonna complain. My face is getting really warm. Hold on. Okay, as much as I'd like to come a second time for you and for myself, I don't think it's a good idea. Ooh, like, holy shit. Suddenly a lot of heat went up into my face at once. That wasn't there before. Though I could tease myself with just the toy for hours, just in and out. While rubbing my clit. Oh, I was doing that too while I was pumping it. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. I'd like to come again, but probably not a good idea. I don't want to overheat myself or overdo it. Sorry. It'll happen at some point, don't you worry. More than that, can't promise that one. A little too dangerous for me. Best part, and the part I missed not having a glass toy for a while, is when I'm, after I've come, flipping over the handle where it's still cold, and pressing that up against me. It just feels good. Like putting on a cold towel after you've been outside, working in your yard or whatever, just that nice instant cooling relief. It feels great. Did you hear my nail clink on the glass? Some people are probably traumatized by the fact that I'm using glass in and out of me, but it's okay. It should not break. And if it does, it shouldn't shatter. So, I say that. Knock on wood. Well, I knock on wood, but I don't have that body part. Ha ha ha. I'll try, my headboard's made out of wood. Get over here. There we go. Yeah, I'm ready to go to bed. Sometimes coming makes me super, super giggly and makes me ready to get up and get going, but when it's later in the night, it has the opposite effect. When you've spent the whole day already up and about and doing stuff, that last bit of exertion from your body just like seeps through every pore in you, on you, and just instantly makes you sleepy. I don't even want to move, but I know I need to get up and wash the toy and get cleaned up. Just for my health and safety. But I don't wanna. Did you hear the thunder rumble? Is that God's way of telling me to get up? Stop sinning, get up and wash away all your sins, you bitch. I don't wanna. I'm tired. I just wanna open the window and let the cool air come in. And cuddle up next to someone. Or in this case, I guess something. I have some stuffed animals. I'll cuddle with that. That's usually what I do. Either a pillow or part of my comforter or a stuffed animal. Or if I never have anything like that, I'll just literally hug one of my arms up to my chest. And I will sleep like that. I like being the backpack, as I like to call it. I'm probably gonna have to cut that out because I'm sure that was loud. And probably scared the shit out of everybody. I knocked my phone off the bed. It was balancing on one of said stuffed animals. Noice. Alright, that's my cue to get up. And I start hearing the thunder now too, so that'll help put me to sleep watching the storm. And the lightning's really pretty. Well, good night, my sweet, sweet, beautiful goslings. Thanks for playing with me again.